report. Now, the fight against corruption is seen as one of the top priorities of the emerging centre-right coalition government, which met this week to approve a series of measures, including the establishment of special courts, tightening reliability screening tests for politicians, for policemen and civil servants, and establishing the office of agent provocateur, undercover agents offering bribes. The plan has already come under fire from the Czech branch of Transparency International, which describes it as lame and inefficient. Radio Prague's Christian Falvey spoke to TIC branch head David Ondráčka to find out what in particular presented a problem.
The coalition should use the opportunity to initiate a very complex anti-corruption strategy. The current situation is really far from being perfect, and there are a number of different corrupt opportunities, and they should be changed systematically.
What specific points do you disagree with?
We don't like to initiate a sting operation, which were proposed by some of the coalition partners.
You mean the agent provocateurs?
Yeah, using provocateurs, in our view, it's not the point to provoke artificial situations in which someone will actually accept the bribe and then will be punished later. In our view, the main point is to improve situations of investigators, to really uncover and investigate real crime and real corruption that is happening. In our view, what we need is to use current agents, which can be only policemen, and enlarge his opportunity so that basically a civilian can become a police agent in the current situation.
How do you expect that to play out? How would that work practically?
If you imagine there is a crime network that is operating, one of the members of that network will decide that wants to leave it, but they want to get some kind of impunity from the police. But in exchange, they will provide evidence that will be enough to punish the rest of the network.
Right, like whistleblowers.
And they will become kind of agents, kind of whistleblowers, but they will clearly cooperate with police and will collect evidence that will be used later on in the court dealing.
But obviously there aren't enough of those kinds of people coming forward as it is if the coalition or future coalition is discussing agent provocateurs.
Well, the point is that at the moment they are not very motivated to really blow the whistle and to risk that they will be punished anyway. So we need to give more incentives so that such a people will appear and they will be able to really stand against corruption and crime.
Well, I believe right now you're working on your own counter-corruption proposal. What does that include?
Well, the main thing which we consider crucial is that there is a clear political responsibility for anti-corruption measures. So that in our view, either Prime Minister or Vice Prime Minister should be responsible for anti-corruption policy. But in terms of preventive measures, I think the key focus should be on distribution of public funds, namely public procurement, EU funds and state subsidies, which should be made more open and more transparent. And what we need also is to include much more thorough control of distribution of these funds. This is not working today. The control is very formal, and in a number of cases, simply it doesn't bring any results.
The head of the Czech branch of Transparency International, David Ondráčka, speaking there to Christian Falvey.